Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 21 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's a fabulous Friday morning. Thrilled about what God is going to do today as afresh and anew we give ourselves to the Lord. Every single day, the first thing we do before our feet hits the ground, we put the left arm way up in the air. We put the right arm way up in the air. Both hands up in the air, signifying total surrender, saying to the Lord Jesus Christ, afresh and anew, I give myself to you. And this morning, right around 6:20, I had an 18-hour day yesterday, and so I got in late from preaching in Rumford. I put those hands up in the air, and I would encourage you to do the same. Speaking of our day yesterday, we were able to go up and preach at another church plant that is just getting started and reorganized for the glory of God. And we met with 10 people last night, and I enjoyed preaching out of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 on the hidden gospel, where the Bible says, but if our gospel be hid. And I had a good time preaching and teaching on that and went with Brooks Suttle. And it's just a joy to think about two mountain boys there from North Carolina now ministering together, riding together in the truck, shouting the victory together, and believing God for a life-changing night. And it was a blessing. We're looking forward to asking the Lord to move and stir in a great way today as we are in Bible class and then preparing for ball games this afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. And it's just going to be great to be a part of what God is doing today, all of the different things that are involved in reaching people with the gospel. We give God the glory for it all. In your Bible today, I would like to invite you to look with me at the book of Matthew, chapter number 18, and to see what the Word of God has to say about children. The Bible says, and at the same time, the disciples came unto Jesus saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. There's no pride there. There's no arrogancy when you're a little child. I mean, they're not worried about whether their hair is all over their head or their breath stinks or they don't care. They're just little children. And when we're in our youth, it's so much easier to humble ourselves and come to Christ. The Bible teaches us that, and statistics teach us that the predominantly to reach people with the gospel, it's somewhere around their tween years. And when you reach 14, it becomes a great devastation time because they begin to think about different things and pride enters in and they begin to care about who they are in the midst of how they look and all of the different things that happens. And so we must reach children when they're young. And the Bible says, and whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. I wonder what the Lord is telling us here. That's just a little tongue-in-cheek. I know what the Lord is telling us. Don't offend the little ones. In my whole entire ministry, I've been around people that have said things like this. I don't really care about children. I just don't. They aggravate me. They get under my skin. You have a Christian school? Yes, we do. You have 80 students? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We have 80 students. I don't know how you do it. I don't even want to have a Christian school. I do this. Easy now. Easy. The Bible says, woe unto the world because of the offenses, for it must needs be the offenses come, but woe unto that man by whom the offense come. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. Also, if thy mouth offend thee, if anything offends thee, cut it off. And the Bible says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him. And so, when we think about children's ministries, it's something that's near and dear to the heart of our Lord. And I'm praying that we can up our Sunday schools and up our Christian schools and up. And I understand, I respect homeschoolers. We homeschooled for 9 years. I love homeschool. I believe it's a great way to educate your children. I believe it's one of the greatest ways to educate your children. I really do. That's my heart. But I also believe that we're able to impact, around 100 people today with the glorious gospel of Christ. And I don't want to offend one of them. Little beautiful little Asian girl yesterday, I went up to her and I said, "What's wrong, honey?" She said, "I got hit in the face and one of the little girls smashed into her." And she was so cute, her tears was coming down her cheeks. And she's such a precious little girl. I wouldn't want to offend one of those little ones. I wouldn't want to go around with my little smarty mouth and say, "I don't know, these kids around here just are aggravating." And when they come in on the bus and somebody says, "I don't know what we're doing with all these buses and these kids running around." I've heard talk like that. And I don't believe that honors the Lord. We need to raise up our Sunday schools and build up our children's programs and preach to the children. And you know, out of the 10 that I preached to last night, 5 of them were children. And they didn't even move. And they loved it. Now think about that. And the Lord helped us. And we must be sensitive to minister to these children while we can. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on Monday.